Hey friend, welcome to Rise and Shine with Emily C. I'm your host. This podcast is all about rising from the ashes of your past trauma so that you can step into motherhood with a fierceness and confidence you didn't know was possible and become a generational game changer. I'm so excited that you've decided to include me on your journey. Together, we're going to rise and shine. Let's go. Hello, hello, friends. I am so glad you are joining me for another episode of Rise and Shine with Emily C. Today, we are speaking with Magic Barclay. She is the lead practitioner at Holistic Natural Health. She is a functional health coach. And I am so excited to have you joining me today, Magic. Thank you so much and welcome.
Thank you, Emily. It's great to be here.
So what led you to functional medicine?
Well, like most coaches and, you know, people out there trying to help people, it was my own journey. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was years of knowing something was wrong with my body and not being listened to. I had several GPs where I used to live tell me I had Munchausen's, I was completely crazy, there's nothing wrong with me. And you know when you know, you know, it's not great walking around exhausted 24/7, putting on weight. And then it got to the point where I couldn't even swallow. So I kept saying, I think something's wrong with my thyroid. No, no, you're just nuts. There's nothing wrong with you. So, you know, people say domestic violence happens for a reason. Sometimes for me, it did. It was to save my life. Literally, if I'd stayed, my life would end. And when I left, my life began because I found a GP that actually didn't think I was nuts. And I said, can't swallow, something's wrong, I'm putting weight on, what the heck? And he said, well, let's do some tests. Now, I'm not a great believer in mainstream medicine, but just doing those tests was enough for me to start looking into what was going on. Mm-hmm. So I was diagnosed or labeled with stage 4 cancer. It had spread to my lymph nodes. I also was labeled with diabetes. I took my kids on a holiday because, you know, I thought, well, if I have cancer, this could be it. So, you know, I delved into what stage 4 was. So I thought, let's go on a holiday. And I got bitten by a tick. So I got Lyme disease as well.
Oh my goodness.
And I know, right? Because, you know, it wasn't enough to have cancer or diabetes. And so I looked into all these things and I went, well, there's got to be something behind this. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I was going through a divorce at exactly the same time. So you can imagine the stress that was going through my body. And I didn't know the link between stress and all the things that I was labeled with. So I was forced to have surgery on the cancer. You know, gun pointed at your head, basically, by the law courts. That's what you do. So I did that, had the surgery, and they said, look, we still have to do radiation and chemo because when we do surgery, sometimes we miss some. You know, this is the way it goes. And I said, let me get back to you on that. So I threw myself into fasting and actually raised money to go to a retreat in Bali. And that was the start of my functional health journey. Now, fasting is not really functional health. It's a very small part of it. But like I said, it was enough to have that week away, like-minded people that weren't mainstream medicine followers and go, I've got this. I can do this. It was like my reset button. So I did. I threw myself into my studies. I got several advanced diplomas behind me and I went, wow, there's a better way. Mm-hmm. And today, fast forward 7 years and I'm cancer-free. I'm what they would say mainstream as remission. My markers are very low. They're not non-existent, but they're very low. I feel great. Yes, I'm still a little bit chunky and fluffy, but, you know, that's the way it goes without a thyroid, I guess. So, you know, I'm feeling great in my body. My blood sugars are fairly normal. They do shoot up and down a little bit, but I've learned not to freak out about that. And I know when that's happening now. So for me, I look at the symptoms, but I don't treat the symptoms. So for me, my blood sugars are up. I know because my hair will fall out a bit more. We get a bit more, you know, hair fall in the shower. You run your hands through your hair and you go, blood sugars might be up today. That's cool. So, you know, I do look at the symptoms, like I said, but I don't treat them. And that's what's really important, that we treat the 13 systems of the body. We listen to what they're telling us. So all these diagnoses, all these labels, they're just whispers from the body. And what I've learned is if you don't listen to the whispers, you hear the screams. And the screams
are
like the cancer, you know. You do. And this is what we've switched off from. So back when our grandparents were our age or even younger, they went, wow, I don't feel great today. I'm going to take some cod liver oil because it's got vitamins A, D, E, and K in it. And cod liver oil will pretty much suppress any immune response that's happening there. It won't suppress it so much, but it'll give you a chance to get better. It was like, oh, I'm not feeling well. Guess what? I'm going to take a day off work and go to bed for the day. I'm going to sleep it off and I'm going to rest and see if that happens. So, you know, we've kind of forgotten those really easy tricks to our health. And so I guess that's now what I bring to my clients. Okay, you've come to me with XYZ labels. That's not the problem. Let's look for the problem. Let's treat the problem. And in the meantime, if you need to have a day in bed, have a day in bed. Mm-hmm. If you need to go and sit in the sunshine with your feet in the dirt, do that. Mm-hmm. You know, going to work and busting your hump to pay a bill, to make you unhappy, to make you more stressed, whatever, that's not going to keep you alive. But listening to your body certainly will. So it's been a bit of a journey for me. And I look back at my family's history now and I go, now I can actually see the change. They went from compounding pharmacists, and my nana used to have everything growing in her garden for everything. You know, you'd go, got a cut on my finger. She'd go, oh, here's some lavender. Let me just rub that on there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now we've gone to, oh, I've got a cut on my finger. Quick, put a Band-Aid on it and let's sterilize it. And, you know, it's just crazy what we've done.
Yeah. Yeah. So your own journey led you to understanding the link between stress and immune disease or metabolic disease. How does trauma play into that?
I'm so glad you asked that question. My favorite thing that I do, and I actually teach to other practitioners, is the PNEI of trauma. Now, Gabor Maté talks about this in The Body Says No. And so when I read that, I threw myself into studying this. So the P is the psycho. It's the things that we're thinking, the things that we're feeling. It's the traumas that are happening. Now, if you don't address what's happening there, the central part of your brain, the limbic system, tells the reptilian brain, so your hind brain, that you are not safe. So unaddressed trauma, you are not safe. What happens then is the neural system takes up that message that you are not safe. So it sends these messages through your body. Now that could show up as random nerve pain. You know, when you're stressed, all of a sudden your shoulder starts aching or your foot or your knee, and you go, wow, what happened? Well, that's your neural system. It's trying to keep you safe. So if you're in pain, you might stay still and be safe. You might not, but it's hoping that it will keep you alive. If you don't address that, well, the endocrine system comes in. So to give you an example of how the endocrine system can jump in to keep you safe, you know, when you've got a talk in front of maybe 20,000 people and you don't even like talking in a group of 10, all of a sudden you get really hot and sweaty and maybe a little bit nauseous and dizzy. Well, that's your endocrine system trying to set off these red flags. Stay safe, don't do the talk. If you don't listen to all of these things, it flows onto the immune system. Now, the immune system's job is keep you alive. So pretty much every autoimmune is your immune system trying to keep you alive from a collection of symptoms that you haven't listened to, right? So it switches and changes, and we'll talk about the immune system more in a minute. But this is all stemming from trauma. So the things that you're thinking, the things that you're feeling, the other people's opinions you're taking on board, the adverse childhood experience or adverse childhood relationship experience, all of this adds up. Now, we store trauma in our body's cells, right? The immune system looks at those cells and goes, there's trauma. I don't know what it is, because that's not my job to know what it is. The limbic system knows what it is, but the message is coming down that it's a threat. So what am I going to do? I'm going to throw up this collection of symptoms, or I'm going to switch immune systems to keep you alive, or I'm just going to create an autoimmune here because I have to shut you down because you are stressed, you are traumatized, and that will keep you alive. If I shut you down, you're alive. So this is the PNEI of trauma. It's kind of summarizing it very basically, but every system is linked. No system works alone.
Oh, no. And it's interesting because our society treats mental health as mental health. It's all by itself. It treats physical health. If you have a physical health issue, you go to the hospital. And your general practitioner or your family doctor, whatever it may be for you in your healthcare system, focuses on your physical health. And you go to a therapist or a counselor for your mental health. But those two, and there's way more, but those two areas of your health are not isolated. They are linked very, 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 very closely together, and they work together. And I have never heard until right now of the PNEI, but it makes so much sense. So much it sense.
Yep, it totally does. Now, T. Colin Campbell in his book Whole actually discusses holism, which is what I use to treat people, versus reductionism. So a lot of mainstream medicine and alternative medicine, I'm not leaving them out, a lot of naturopaths treat with reductionism. So they reduce things to one system or one collection of symptoms or one single symptom. As you said, with mental health, let's treat the brain. Okay, but the brain is like an end of the line scenario. So if you're treating with reductionism, you're treating one thing. You're not treating all the mechanisms, the things behind the one thing. So T. Colin Campbell talks about holism. Let's treat the body as a whole. If you have mental health issues, which a lot of people do now, why is that happening? Is that from stress? Is that from illness? Where did it stem from? So that's the difference. And unfortunately, using reductionism, you miss a whole lot of information. And this is why someone will go to the doctor, say, with a broken leg. I mean, if I have a broken leg, yeah, I'm going to go to mainstream medicine. I want that thing popped back in and sewn up and, yep, not a problem, right? But the doctor will treat the broken leg and not the trauma in your mind about what's happening with the broken leg. Or if they do, they'll send you to someone that does talk therapy and they're going to say, how did you feel when you broke your leg? Tell me about when you broke your leg. It's not, how do you feel now? How can we move forward now? How can you see yourself in 2 years' time when this is all healed? So we're rehashing the issue that happened. We're re-traumatizing the body. So not only have you had a broken leg, which is traumatic in itself, now you have to relive that. So that's kind of where we've lost our way. And it's really important to release the trauma from that and future pace yourself to somewhere where you are healthy and you go, wow, I got this. I can do this. That's my goal.
Yeah, I love that. So how can someone, how can a mama work through her trauma and get into alignment with her body, and not pass the torch on to her children?
Great question. And that's the tough one as mums, because a lot of our trauma is not our trauma. It's intergenerational trauma. So things that happen to your grandmother when your mother is still an egg in her ovaries, that trauma is going to your mother. You're not even born yet. You're not even thought of yet. You're not developed even, you know, as a egg yourself. So that trauma is handed down. So what do? We have to say that that's not my business. That's not my trauma. This is my life now. Or if something happened to you when you were younger, or something's happening to you, you know, in your marriage or whatever, your relationships, you have to draw the line. You have to go, okay, that is something that happened. That is how I responded to something. That's not who I am. So the first thing is, who are you? Really address, who are you? What do you stand for? What kind of mum do you want to be? All right. So for me, domestic violence, a lot had happened, had no relationship with myself. So I was a sitting duck to be a victim, basically. I look back now. And that's my story, you know, so it's not the same for everyone. But for me, it was like, who am I? Who do I want to be? And who do I want to show up as a mum? Because I've got these two little faces looking at me who are traumatized themselves by what's happening. They're watching for my response. And the more I hate on myself and I victimize myself, I punish myself for staying for so long, for not leaving, for putting up with it, that's not helping them. So I'm not being the best mum I can be. So for me, it was draw the line in the sand. Who do I want to be? Yes, a lot has happened in my past. I had adverse childhood experiences up the wazoo, basically. So when you do an ACEs or adverse childhood experiences questionnaire, there's 10 standard questions. Anything above 3 is considered a traumatic childhood. I had 7. So it was like, whoa, I could look at that and fall in a heap and go, I had a screwed up childhood. I should be a victim all my life, but I wasn't going to. So I went, wow, I had a screwed up childhood, but that's not who I am. I am going to be the opposite of how my parents parented me. So I did that. And then, of course, I didn't do that because I fell into the same pattern of unhappy marriage and fighting and, you know, all this kind of thing. But when I drew the line in the sand, who do I want to be now? Who do I want to show up as? Who do I want to emulate for my kids so that they can break their cycle, right? So that's the first step. Draw your line in the sand. Then talk it out with yourself and go, okay, XYZ happened to me. That's all right. Doesn't make me who I am. I make me who I am. So how I respond to things, how I show up for myself every single day, that's who I am. So who do I want that to be? Redesign yourself and just go, the past is the past and the now is the now and the future is the future. Let me deal with now, shut the door on the past, no more emotional tie to it. Cut that emotional tie to what's happened to you, right? Who am I now? Doesn't mean I have to be happy every day. I mean, I get out of bed sometimes, I go, I'm cranky and that's the way today is. I did it the other day. I teach a homeschool group and I was just so exhausted, burning a candle at both ends. And one of these kids happened on an excursion to say one thing and it was like the T-Rex was coming out in Jurassic Park. I just let it go, you know. And my son teaches with me. He's 20 now. He just goes, Mum, shut up. Like, if you can't be nice, don't say anything at all. I said, I don't know what's going on. I just don't like today. And he goes, yeah, but that kid's 10 and it's not his problem. And I'm like, yeah, I know. That's really bad, isn't it? So, you know, we make mistakes. If you're having a cranky day, have a cranky day. But say to yourself, this is just a day. I turn around to the 10-year-old and I said, you ever had one of those days where you're just cranky about everything? And he goes, Yeah, I have. My brother and I do that and we've ended up fighting and whatever. I said, what happens when you and your brother fight because you're having a cranky day? And he goes, get over it. Tomorrow's another day. And I went, exactly. So this 10-year-old pointed out to me, today's a cranky day. That's okay. Tomorrow's a new day. It's not the same. I don't have to beat myself up about yelling at a 10-year-old, you know. So luckily, they're very good friends. So, you know, really put on your hat of who am I today? What am I showing up as? What am I making everything mean today? Mm-hmm. Because that's going to affect you tomorrow, your future. And when it comes to your future with trauma, with, you know, this psycho injury, you've got to say, who do I want to be then? Because guess what? As a mum, you've got little faces watching you the whole time. Like I said, my little faces are now big faces at 22 and 20, but they still watch me the whole time. They watch how I react to everything going on. So I have to go, right, no longer am I just an island by myself. I am a mama. So everything I do is being watched. Doesn't change who I am for me. It just makes me more aware that if I have a blow up and I have a bad day, I've got to go, do you know what, guys? Today was a bad day for mum. But that doesn't mean tomorrow is going to be a bad day. Mm-hmm. It's just today. And that's just the way it is. And we all have those days. So as a mum, you have to show up for you, mm-hmm. but you have to show up for everyone around you. And that's, I guess, the hard thing. We beat ourselves up about that. But just be really casual and go, yep, today was a really bad day. But that was today. That's it. Line in the sand.
Yeah, give yourself grace to be human.
Totally, because we are. But as mums, we think we're not.
Yeah.
How did we become superhuman? We're not that special. Get over ourselves, you know?
Oh, my. Yeah, how you gave birth to a child and in the process of doing so, you became superhuman. No, no, no. And some really bad stuff happened in the past that doesn't define right now. What's one thing that you would like to, a message you would like to leave with our listeners, a step that they can take on their healing journey, a nugget?
Wow, there's so many nuggets. Mm-hmm. But I guess just remember, as a mum, right, your kids did not ask to be born. As a mum, it is your job to take responsibility for the choice that you made to have kids. Well, maybe it wasn't a choice. Maybe it just happened. But still, you are the mum. You are the leader. You are the nurturer. Okay? But you are also the leader and the nurturer for yourself. So they didn't ask to be here, but they certainly didn't ask to see you fall apart. So look after yourself. Because that's the best way you can teach your kids to do the same for them. Mm-hmm. So would you want your kids putting themselves through everything that you've done, beating themselves up, whatever's happened, stressing them out in the future? No. You want the best life possible for your kids. So that starts with the best life possible for you. Be the role model. Look after yourself. Say, kids, do you know what? Here's the TV. Here's the, I don't know, Nintendo or Xbox or Switch or whatever it is, have at it. I'm having a bath with essential oils and a book and some music. Don't kill each other. Here's 10 bars of chocolate, whatever. No, not 10 bars, but you know what I mean. This is mum's time, because that's important. Because the more you do that, the more they see that. Mm-hmm. And they go, mum's putting herself first. That's what I should do. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying we all live, you know, very egocentrically and it's all about us and putting ourselves first. I'm not saying that at all. But if you don't fill your own cup, no one else is going to do it for you. And you can't expect your kids to know how to fill their own cup if you don't show them.
Amen. So if a listener is looking to reach out to you, how can they do that?
Sure. So our website is www.holisticnaturalhealth.com.au. So there's a W in front of holistic because we treat with holism. Mm-hmm. We're also on Facebook at Holistic Natural Health Australia and on Instagram, Holistic Natural Health. Don't forget the W in front of holistic.
Awesome. So if you are looking for those links, go ahead and click on the blog link that is in the description of this episode, and it will send you over to the blog article on my website with all of Magic's information right there for you to just click and go. Thank you so much for joining me today. It was a great conversation. I really enjoyed all of the nuggets that you shared. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Rise and Shine with Emily C. Before you go, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe to the podcast so you get notified when new episodes go live every week.